his tongue dabbing quickly at his lips.
I would rather not say it. I think you know what I mean. The phrase conjured up the most striking picture of the two of us breathing... breathing one another's breath. The Solarian shuddered. Don't you find that repulsive?
I don't know that I've ever thought of it so.
Oh, it seems so filthy a habit. And as you said it, and the picture arose in my mind, I realized that after all we were in the same room, and even though I was not facing you, puffs of air that had been in your lungs must be reaching me and entering mine. With my sensitive frame of mind,
Bailey said,
molecules all over Solaria's atmosphere have been in thousands of lungs. Jehoshaphat, they've been in the lungs of animals and the gills of fish.
That is true, said Quemot, with a rueful rub of his cheek.
And I just as soon not think of that either. However, there was a sense of immediacy to the situation with yourself actually there and with both of us inhaling and exhaling. Oh, it's amazing the relief I feel in viewing.
I'm still in the same house, Dr. Quemot.
That's precisely what is so amazing about the relief. You are in the same house, and yet just the use of the tridimensionals makes all the difference. At least I know what seeing a stranger feels like now. I won't try it again.
That sounds as though you were experimenting with seeing.
In a way, said the spacer. I suppose I was. It was a minor motivation. And the results were interesting, even if they were disturbing as well. It was a good test, and I may record it.
Record what? Asked Bailey, puzzled.
My feelings.
Quemot returned puzzled stare for puzzled stare. Bailey sighed.
Cross purposes, always cross purposes. I only asked because somehow I assumed you would have instruments of some sort to measure emotional responses. An electroencephalograph, perhaps.
He looked about fruitlessly.
Though I suppose you could have a pocket version of the same that works without direct electrical connection. We don't have anything like that on Earth.
I trust, said the Solarian stiffly, that I am able to estimate the nature of my own feelings without an instrument. They were pronounced enough.
Yes, of course, but for quantitative analysis, began Bailey.
Quemot said querulously,
I don't know what you're driving at. Besides, I'm trying to tell you something else, my own theory, in fact, something I have viewed in no books, something I am quite proud of.